You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, remember, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win tickets to Game 4 of Caps Rangers coming up at Capital One on Sunday. That's at 8:45. But time now to make it official.
Ooh, we're finalizing our boards.
We are finalizing our draft boards. The draft is tomorrow. A lot of people have fatigue with it. We're ready for this draft to happen. This is something that we're going to live with for the next several years.
Yep.
And we're going to be able to poke fun at each other, and it's all going to be on record. I see that Jason is actually changing his board. Cakes, I believe, had an empty board, our quarterback rankings.
Top
resolute.
Five.
Now this
here's
again,
the thing was
have you
we were
changed
supposed
yours
to,
at all?
I haven't. We were supposed
I
to
I made one change.
The original task, which I don't think Cakes ever did, was watch the film and then rank them how you see them from best to worst. It wasn't who you believe the Commanders are going to take. It's who do you think is the best quarterback.
No, I've understood the assignment all along. I think it wasn't it EB who was all
no.
like
yeah. I was accused
head,
of
he was, I in was a tizzy about what was going on.
I was accused of not understanding, okay. But I understood all along.
Let's get away from
the assignment.
Let's get away from that.
I'm killing Cakes because he took somebody off the list, put it on his own foobar list, and then inserted him back, even though nothing changed.
I reserve the right to do whatever I want with my board.
Yeah, he changed his opinion.
But also, I think Cake said he didn't watch tape.
I've seen enough from each of these guys. I just lost a J. I'm switching my board. I lost my second J.
So he just might be Jay McCarthy.
It might be Jay.
I'm guessing
he's sliding down my board too.
All right, I haven't changed my board. I don't know how many people have changed their board.
Maybe I'll change one.
So I know it's conventional wisdom.
To change these.
I know it's conventional wisdom, but I do think. And look, I just watched highlights. And to be fair, I don't think I ever watched Bo Nix tape. I watched these five guys.
I mean, Bo Nix played for 100 different schools. You've seen him play at some point.
Yeah, well, so he played for two, but
he's not on my board.
He just was around.
But
forever.
Caleb, yeah, to me is the best, and he just makes unbelievable throws on the run, in the pocket, whatever. I maybe have bought into the Drake May hype. I don't see. Guess what? When you watch, I don't see problems with footwork. I'm not a quarterback expert.
Yeah, I mean, how would you be able to point that
out? All right,
out?
The guy looked great on his pro day to me. Some of those throws he made. And then Jaden Daniels obviously wins the Heisman. He's my number three. I think Penix, I have him higher than J.J. McCarthy. I know that J.J. McCarthy's probably going to be drafted ahead of him, but I think Penix is better. And then I've got J.J. five. That's my top five.
All right. My board is similar to yours. I have Caleb one. I've got Jaden two. I put May back on.
I thought
a couple
you hate
weeks
him.
Ago.
I don't get it.
I still hate the fact that he got comped to Mac Jones. That still will never leave my brain. So
he's allowed to change.
But of this group of quarterbacks, I have him at three. I just moved Penix up from five to four, just because I think J.J. McCarthy's kind of meh, but teams will overdraft him because they're desperate to find their next quarterback. So I have J.J. rounding out my top five.
Ahead
I found
of
the
Knicks.
Second J. Ahead of Knicks, yes. Is Nick's on any of our boards?
He used to be on.
He was
Jason's
on mine,
board.
But I never wavered. May was my guy all the time, every single day of the year.
I'm buying you a jersey for whatever team he lands with.
I got Caleb 2. I've got Jaden 3. I've got JJ 4, and I had Nick's 5. But then after the pro day and all the hype that Penix is getting, I added the PE.
Yeah, you told Mike Marr, get me a P and get me an E.
Give me the P, and so I got Penix 5.
All right. Mine hasn't really changed. I might change one of them here, but it's such a pain in the ass to pull the letters. I'm not. I mean, I can't get the letters
Adam
out.
Adam Peters was you, and he said,
I can't
you know
get
what?
The letters out.
I have this other quarterback, Brian Tyer, but I can't.
Who do you want to flip?
I can't move this magnet up the board. It's too difficult.
I might just.
Mar's going to help you with the letters. If you want to make a change, you should be able to make a change.
Yeah, because we're gonna take a photo and then
Everyone's gonna hold it up.
and I got called lazy on the show a few days ago.
I mean, these are freaking impossible to get out. I guess you slide them. I got it. Got a freaking master's degree. I can do this.
Flex.
Yeah.
Right, you need a master's degree.
What does Ken Norton have to think about that master's degree? Hey. You gotta find it.
Gotta find
it. I got one. It's on my resume. You ran a marathon. I got a freaking master's. All right, there you go. All right, hold on. I got it. Get out of here.
I don't drink beer.
Okay, scare five.
Don't know stuff.
I know. I'm just doing this, by the way, just to cover my ass. Because I don't know.
Is it a major change?
No.
Oh.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go.
It's probably bumping Caleb down.
No, I bumped him up one spot. All right. Hold on, I gotta get the last J in.
Thought you hated Caleb.
I don't love him, but I mean, talent is talent. I'll listen to Jay Gruden evaluate him. All right, so Jaden is my number one. I think he's the most talented quarterback in the game or in this draft. I don't think it's even close.
So you think he's gonna be the best?
I don't think he's got the best arm talent per se, but his total package, and I just don't think it's gonna be hard for them to pass on him.
Who has the best arm talent? Like. So if Jaden is the total package, but you don't think he has the arm
probably
talent.
Probably is May.
Maybe Penix. So Penix is number two. Now, I know he's not going to go that high, but I think when you look back on this draft in a couple years, I think he's going to end up in a good situation. It's going to be a little bit – did I lose a letter?
He lost an E.
There's going to be a little bit less pressure on Penix, and so I think he might blossom. Caleb just has ability, but, you know, like Jay said, when you were listening to him, that the footwork is all over the place. Kind of makes it up as he goes along. But that's kind of a Mahomesian thing. But is he Mahomes really? I don't know.
Nobody is.
The 30 fumbles, I think that's kind of alarming. Even though he didn't lose them all. I mean, he fumbled 30 times. I don't know. He's talented. Let's see how he plays out. I think JJ is going to be pretty solid. Drake, I just don't know. He's just a project. I just don't know about Drake.
Project? You're nuts. Crazy project.
Jason's so invested in Drake.
Well, he's not a project. I mean,
a lot of people think he shouldn't play for a year. That's kind of a project.
I don't think a lot of people think that. First of all, anybody who thinks he shouldn't play for a year, they're stupid. Because you don't draft a guy in the top three and sit him behind a journeyman backup quarterback. That's
dumb. There are people that I don't think are stupid who have said that he could use a Jordan Love type of
that's not
ramp
happening.
Up to his career.
Jordan Love wasn't drafted 2 overall. And
we don't know that Drake May is going to – he's probably not going to be drafted number 2 overall.
He might be. We don't know. But my point was Jordan Love can sit behind Aaron Rodgers. Drake May can't sit behind Aaron Rodgers.
I know. We know. You hate Marcus Mariota.
Well, if you like him, okay.
I'm not saying I like him.
I do not like him.
Yeah.
On
probably
record.
A nice guy.
Sorry,
not a good, not a good quarterback.
That upsets you. Marcus Mariota.
It's so funny how everyone's taking these quarterback rankings so personally.
At least I pronounce his name correctly.
That's
unlike
most
that stooge Goodell.
Mm-hmm, hold up. Right. So you have Jaden number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I have Caleb number 1. You have Drake number 1. Who do you have?
Caleb.
Okay, you have Caleb.
Yep.
Yeah. The clear cut
so
number
two,
1. I
two
have number
Calebs.
1.
Two Calebs 1.
So Eric, would you advise the Bears to select Jaden since if you're Eric Poles?
Yes.
You would slam the table down for Jaden.
Yes.
Your pistol on the table.
And you believe the Commanders would then draft, you think they should draft Penix?
Maybe. I don't
know.
If
Jaden was taken off the board,
I might still
two.
Select JJ because I think he's solid.
See, that's what I don't get about
you. You guys don't like it. I'm sorry, you guys don't like it because I would just risk. I would be a little risk averse. That's all. Mm-hmm. I think Penix is a great. I think he's going to be pretty darn good.
I know, but
I don't think again you can't be risk averse at number two.
Here's the draft.
You got to swing for the here's the draft upside guy.
Your EB.
Say yeah. You do your.
I understand.
You run your own.
But your EB Peters.
I told you I would take Jaden one overall in the draft.
I know, but Jaden's off the board. He gets drafted by the Bears. Everybody's stunned. So now you have everybody else
that likes to play dress up. Not picking him.
So you, but you're not going to draft the second guy on your board. You're going to draft the fourth guy.
I might.
That's what I don't get. When it comes to Evie's board, he won't stick to his board.
I mean, I'm willing to pivot, but like if Caleb goes off the board and I'm next to pick, I'm picking.
Here's the
sticking to the board.
Right. But here's the other thing. And also, you guys don't understand this. You guys don't care. But Penix, if everyone else evaluates Penix lower, I would feel silly taking him at two because I'm not getting a good value.
I agree with that.
I'm not getting a good value, so I don't know that I would take him at two. There's a lot of factors.
Isn't the value? Find the best player to help you win games.
I don't know, but you just
you're gonna take the lesser player.
No,
because
I might trade down and then take them.
You can still stick the board by doing that.
Okay. Like if you with the Vikings.
That's fair.
If you look at the top,
but I'm saying 12, if you had to take number two, Adam Peters says very unlikely
I would take him
that he's gonna
Caleb.
Trade. I know, but you just said you were gonna draft JJ McCarthy.
Maybe
number
I think JJ McCarthy's like
that's
almost,
what I don't get.
I think JJ's like almost like a can't misser.
Do you understand that, Jason?
I just
if he sticks to the number two pick and Jaden Daniels
like
is the number
on
one,
hey, I just want there to be. Can I have the number one pick tomorrow?
Do you want it?
In the mock draft.
Why? Because you're going to take Jaden?
Because I want to see what he would do.
Don't we usually just do a mock draft until the skin
But shouldn't he stick to his board?
But I want to see if he'll stick to his board.
So I want to save you. He's not committed to Penix.
So I think Penix has, I think he has medical issues. I think
he told you. He said, check out his EKG.
Yeah, his heart.
Yeah.
I like Penix.
I like Penix. I like him more than I like Caleb.
He has to have the number two pick. One, it's tradition. Two, I can't wait to see what he does with it.
Have
the pick.
No, that's what I was saying. So I want the number one pick so I can alter the mock and put him on the spot.
If you have the number one pick, we know who's going number one. His name rhymes with JK.
Well, it doesn't even matter.
You're picking Drake May.
It doesn't even matter because
you're missing my point. My point
maybe
is,
I am.
Since there have been controversy on his board, I would take Jaden Daniels to see if he would take JJ, Penix.
Okay.
I know he won't take May, Caleb.
So you would punt away your Drake May obsession.
He might take Marvin Harrison.
If Jaden went one, I would take either Penix or JJ.
Right.
That's who I would take. But I don't think that's good value at two.
Please have me picking a number three. And I'll
are we even going beyond two?
That's what I was saying. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
So the plan tomorrow is, of course, we're going to do a full mock draft. We always figure out a way to do it, even if they pick high.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do 1 through 15.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of picks.
And then with the 16th pick, the Commanders are going to trade back up.
Ooh,
and
I like
that.
So
we'll finish with the Commanders at 16.
You're picking twice tomorrow,
EB. Will get the second pick and the 16th pick.
All right.
And the rest of it, whoever picks where, we're figuring that out.
Yeah, the team names are crumpled up in my hand right now. During the break,
tiniest pieces of paper ever. Are you going to pick an offensive lineman at 16? Or are you going to
maybe? But I'm not wedded to it. It depends on how the board plays out.
Best available.
What if Neighbors is available?
Malik Neighbors is going to tumble to 16 in
our
mock draft.
What if there's a run on all linemen?
Not in the Junkies mock draft, there will be.
He's just saying.
He'll probably go top 7.
Joe Alt might be there at 16.
Huh?
Joe Alt might be there at 16.
I'll bet you 6 QBs will be taken.
A good pick.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, in reality, the guys
Neighbors
always.
If Malik Neighbors is there in tomorrow's Junks mock draft, you're going to sprint that card over to whoever the phone commissioner is.
That's why I'm giving you a scenario where.
I just hope Adam Peters doesn't have a board. And let's say Caleb goes number one. He goes, I have a tingle. And then he goes off board like EB might.
He goes, you know what? I've got a good vibe about JJ McCarthy. He bumps him up 3 spots.
Again, this is not necessarily my personal board. This is who I think may 3 years down the road, this could be the best. But I also think these guys could bust. Some of these guys are safer.
Based on history, three out of five will bust.
Yeah, I think some of the picks are safer. I might go with a safer pick, but still be a 3-time, pro bowler. But maybe the other guy would be a 5-time. I don't know.
What time are we doing the mock?
9 a.m.
Just the last mock we'll do.
Hold on. We're going to get 16 picks in at starting at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Well, we do. It's usually two segments.
We'll do it for an hour. We'll do it for a whole show.
It's pretty quick.
Okay.
Last year's went fairly quick.
We'll do an extra bonus hour just because I know you want to do it.
You know I want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So two Calebs, number one.
I would love
one
for them.
One Drake and one Jaden Daniels.
I would love for them to pull a curveball. I really would.
I do too.
What, you mean trade out of it?
Or just pick somebody. The Skins.
Okay.
Pick somebody that's not Jaden. Just even though Jaden's the most exciting, he's
you
the
don't
one.
Want that as a Commanders fan. You don't really.
Well,
want
I would
that.
Love that because what if, I mean, would love would, the ball.
It's great for sports radio, but you, as a fan, balls. You don't want.
That. No,
want,
the fan, want, the most exciting player in a draft is Jaden Daniels.
I know, so that's who you want as a fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, but as a radio host, the best, I would love for them to throw
take
a curveball.
JJ or
the
Penix,
best case
right,
scenario curveball. Is the Bears surprise everybody and take Jaden Daniels,
right.
And then Adam Peters takes Caleb Williams at two, and you're forced to root for him for the next decade.
Yeah,
you might become a Ravens fan.
That is the best case scenario.
No, because Caleb's going to be good.
Yeah, he might be.
We'll see.
Commanders draft Caleb. We're all painting our nails.
That's what they said about Bryce Young, too.
Nail painting party.
Yeah. Some burgundy nail polish.
Bring it in.
I'm going to tickle Cakes' little big toe.
Did he have like a pink phone or something at that game?
Yeah, a pink phone, yeah.
We'll get you a pink phone charger cover and start painting your nails burgundy.
Yep. It'd be a big nail painting party.
If he throws touchdowns, I'll be psyched.
There you go. Right. That's the most important thing.
As Cake said, they haven't had a guy throw 30 touchdowns since the black and white era.
Right, since a guy in black and white. Sonny Jurgens.
Was anybody worse?
No.
There wasn't one team in the league.
Further back than Sonny Jurgensen?
I don't know. You said you looked at
no.
a graphic.
Of course there was. There was one picture in black
and white. I thought there
white.
Might be other Sonny. Teams that have never had a guy throw 30 touchdowns.
No, not that predates Sonny Jurgensen.
Wow.
It's a pretty shocking list.
It's been a pretty big hole. On that roster for years, besides Cousins
and Joe T.
Yeah, I wasn't going that far.
He
back,
said though. For years.
Yeah. I mean, just in my era.
Joe T. Last play
quarterback.
Joe T.
is props.
Talking about early to mid '80s. Yeah,
when we were 12.
That's dude. Those trophies in there.
I was going to Brother Kenneth's class. Brother Kenneth for bio.
Yeah, getting in trouble.
Getting
in.
All right, coming up next, your chance to win Caps tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll do the morning matchup, your chance to win tickets to Game 4 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.